Welcome to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat, brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network, live from the Virtual Tone Studio. Now here are your hosts, Dr. Higgy and Kat.
Joining us on Health Chat. I'm just so happy to be here today. This is a wonderful day. We're in Houston, Texas. It's sunny. It's beautiful outside. And so we're having a wonderful day of weather here. And so I just wanted to welcome everyone to the show. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on live, so I hope that people have been listening to some of the older programming that we've done, and I have had a chance to look at the website to familiarize yourself with myself and Dr. Higgy. Dr. Higgy is not joining us today, so I'm going to be doing the show solo. But I did want to kind of just tell people a little bit about myself and my company. I have a chiropractic facility, and it's called Total Healthcare Management. And what we do right now is we focus on different types of injuries. So anyone who's been injured in any kind of accident or automobile accident or falling off a ladder or whatever, any kind of injury, we try and try and help realign your body. We work with your spine and your joints to try and get them back into a healthy condition. And we also have started focusing on functional medicine. So we have a doctor in our office who's now taking care of your health after your injury. And so we want to take a look at the other issues and health problems that you may be experiencing, or we want to try and prevent anything from happening in the future. And if there's any markers that indicate that you may have some type of family history, we want to make sure that you're not pulling those triggers to make those illnesses and disease become present in your body. So we're trying to actually prevent illness and disease from happening also. So anyway, our office is located here in Houston. It's on Katy Freeway. It's at 9219 Katy Freeway, and we're actually having a workshop on December 7th. So I want to tell everybody about that workshop. One of the main issues about health, or one of the main focuses on health, should be your nutrition. And so we have a dietitian that's in our office that's going to do a food preparation demonstration, because I truly believe if you're going to start healing your body, your diet is absolutely the first place to start, or if not the first or second place to start. So you need to know how to buy food, how to keep your kitchen in a manner that you're able to prepare healthy food and that you have healthy food accessible in your kitchen so that you're not reaching for things that may be damaging your health. So she's going to do a food preparation workshop, and then Dr. Higgy is going to actually do a health workshop and talk about just general aspects of health and how you can try and keep your body healthy. Because, what I found out through my journey, I'm not a health professional. I do own a clinic, but I am not a health professional myself. But in my own journey to have better health, I've learned a lot, and especially doing this show, I've learned a lot in from these professionals that we've had come on our show and the information that they've disseminated to the general public. So one of the things that I've learned is if this isn't rocket science to having good health. It's very easy in terms of the mechanics of having good health, but there's things that you have to look for that you probably have experienced in terms of just living, because our exposure to toxins and metals and pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, all of these things that we really have no control over, they are infiltrating our world, and we have to learn how to deal with all of those different chemicals that and exposures that we have that, we're just living on this earth exposes us to. So our health workshop and food workshop is going to be on December 7th. It's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m., so 6 in the evening till 9. And we're hoping that you can come out because we're going to do this on a regular basis. This will be our first time having it at this location. So this is going to be our kind of our inaugural launch for having these workshops on a hopefully a monthly basis. We're going to try and have a different health professional come in and talk about their specialty and the information that they have regarding their particular specialization. And we're also going to have a food demonstration. We've got a kitchen in this facility, so our nutritionist is going to be able to prepare foods and actually give you the menu and help teach you about good food preparation and how and what's the difference between, you know, just, for instance, organic food and non-organic food, which ones should you be more attentive to in terms of buying organic, for instance. And so just those kinds of pieces of information are going to be very helpful in getting you to a better road of life. So anyway, that's our workshop that we have coming up on December 7th. And so we're hoping that you have a good audience and that people attend. And they're really, I know this is a Christmas holiday, but she's actually going to prepare some things that you can use for your Christmas dinner or New Year's dinner that may be a little healthier. Because what I have also found out is that for most of the dishes that we prepare, because of our background, whatever that may be, we're very familiar with preparing food a certain way. But there's always a way that we can try and use healthier ingredients to have the same dish that you've grown to love over your entire life. And you may be able to prepare it so that it's healthier for you. So those are the things that we're going to try and expose people to who come to our workshop. So we're looking forward to it, and we hope that you're able to make it. So, again, that address is 1919 Katy Seaway, and the time is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. So let's introduce our guest for today. His name is Dr. William. Mm-hmm. He is a Ph.D. in biochemistry and nutritional biochemistry. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to tell us about health. He really has taken what we do at our clinic to a much higher level, looking at his website. So let me introduce Dr. Tillis. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Kellis?
Yes, Kellis. And I like your saying that doing the right things is easy. It's not really easy, but it's simple.
Okay, there you go.
Because I discovered a lot of people can't seem to do it.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, and so that's what we try and do is try and get people past their roadblock, whatever that is, whether it's just not having the right information or whether it's their habits and, you know, the way that they've conducted life up to this point and it's just hard to make changes. It's a lot of reasons involved. So we want to try and help
you. And you have the right heart, Kat, to get that done, because everybody has different reasons why they do what we do, or we would change, right?
That's right, absolutely.
So there's payoffs, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you either pay for it now, or you'll pay for it later. It's, you know, either if you're not having a good, clean, healthy lifestyle now, you're going to pay for that later.
Well, as they say, you get what you pay for, or you pay for what you get.
Right. Well, Dr. Tillis, tell us about yourself. You're now in California, is where you're living at. And so tell us how you kind of got into this area of work that you do.
Well, I was pre-med physics in college, and I ended up getting sick. And, of course, I have a belief that most people start out at McDonald's and end up in a health food store. It's kind of a transition. As my body started breaking down on me, I started, they told me I was going to be in a wheelchair the rest of my life, and I said, Well, you have 5 minutes to think about that, and I have 24/7. So I'm gonna spend the rest of my life figuring out why that's not gonna happen. And that was almost 40 years ago now.
Wow.
So ever since I've been seeking health truth, and in the process of doing that, I found that there's a number of systems. For example, you talk about chiropractics. I've discovered that if you can't put your head all the way back parallel with the ceiling when you're sitting straight up, you have some form of whiplash. Now, you could have gotten that in a car accident. You could have gotten falling off a horse. You could have gotten it a million different ways, football, you know, sports. And the other side can be a tailbone injury, where a lot of the gymnasts and cheerleaders and things like that, and ice skaters, fall on their tailbone, and that tips the coccyx forward. Any of those will cause you to have problems later in life, if not immediately. And what they do is they cause you to affect what they call C2, and C2 is the vertebrae that controls the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve controls digestion. And then all of a sudden you can't digest well, and you start getting headaches after a month or so after the car accident, and you don't know why you're getting headaches. So what happens is you've got a system that goes around the brain and down the spinal cord. It's called the meningeal system. Think of it like a giant nylon, if you would, except for it's more like Chinese handcuffs, where if you pull apart, it tightens up on you, and if you push together, it loosens up on you. And essentially what happens is that'll tighten your neck, your low back, and your head, and then your head gets in front of your body, and it tightens down more, and your head keeps getting further in front of your body, and of course, if your head's on top of your shoulders, you cause your body to stabilize, and anytime you put weight on bones, bone grows stronger. That's weight-bearing exercise. But if you get that head, which is about 12 pounds, in front of the body, every time that little ear hole of yours gets about an inch in front of that first rib, it's like putting a 10-pound shot put in your mouth, and that's why you get neck problems and low back problems. And even all the way down to your calf. Now, not only that happens, but this is so integrated, it's amazing. And this is why segregating is just crazy. The fact that we specialize without understanding what everybody else does is why people don't get well. When you put your head forward, your jaw slides forward. And when your jaw slides forward, your teeth don't mesh. And then when your jaw turns sideways, it locks your neck up. So structure and chiropractics, it gets your head in the right position. And I can't tell you how many dentists are trying to actually do TMJ and that type of work on the jaw, when in fact, if you get the head in the right position, the jaw will go back in the right position and it'll release all that tension. So we believe in chiropractics and dental working together. Because once you get the head in the right position, then you want to get the bite to agree with the head, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does. And so my daughter has TMJ, and I never ever even connected that with possibly having some type of spinal.
Well, that's because nobody ever cross-trains us. You know what I'm saying? You have to go, and I've had to go and learn everybody's profession to understand how this all integrates. You know, I mean, the jaw integrates to your cranials integrate to your neck integrates to your meningeal system, and the meningeal system can be tightened up by allergy, by toxicology, by microbiology, like yeast and bacteria, by parasites, structural alignment things, by bite problems. If your bite's off, it can tighten up the back of your neck. And that stiffness comes right back in what we call the occipital area, where the back of your head meets your C1, C2, and that tightens down, and that can cause headaches and all kinds of stuff. Now, if your jaw's off, that's how you get fibromyalgia. So it's a head position, jaw position, and it can set you up with fibromyalgia, which is a pain that goes throughout your body and you have certain points that are really hot and painful. That's how you get that. Now, if you leave your head in front of your body for a long period of time, you can start getting chronic fatigue because it's like carrying the weight of a bowling ball in front of you.
Uh-huh. And, well, let's start from. I want to start from kind of the beginning of how you achieve better health. One of the first things that I know that you probably would recommend is starting to a detox program. So. Tell us a little bit about what you would do to, you know, what would be a healthy detox program. But we need to wait until after the break for you to give us this information. So hold on for just a few minutes and stay with us, and we'll be back after this commercial.
All right.
For all of your office needs, go to Group Office Buys. From executive furniture, chairs, lamps, and accessories to electronics, hardware, cleaning supplies, and break room products, Group Office Buys has you covered. We also have free online account setup and dedicated account managers to help you find and identify products you need. Group Office Buys makes purchasing your company's products simple and easy. We offer special group rates along with specialized products for green and eco-friendly organizations, next day delivery on most orders over $75, and company options for charitable donations. Group Office Buys is the right choice for your office supplies. Go to groupofficebuys.com or contact Reuben Green at 210-425-2760 for your free account setup.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tuff Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We're back, and I was saying that detoxification would be a good place to start when you're trying to change your lifestyle and live a healthier life and try and get your health back in balance. Is that right? Is detoxing the place you would start, or is there someplace else?
No, you're right on. I what I've discovered is about 60 to 65% of the problems can be cleared by a good detox. And what we do is we use a enzyme detox that'll clean out any allergy, any fungus, any of those types of things. And then we feed them some super nutrients, which feeds them the fiber and the protein and the vitamins and all the natural stuff. It's all natural. And then we give them aloe to swish around their mouth and kill any fungus in their mouth so they lose their sweet cravings. Interesting thing about aloe is it'll kill both bacteria and fungus. And when it kills it, for about 4 days you think it tastes terrible. But after that it starts tasting okay, and it didn't change flavor. What it is the die-off of the bugs in our mouth that make us crave sweets, change flavor.
Yeah, straight aloe, like break off a plant and eat the meaty part or the kind of
slimy. We use some really strong aloe that we put together. We use a thing called Aloe 7000, but you can use almost any aloe to do that. And when you swish around your mouth, it'll kill it on contact. If you get the real strong stuff, you might want to dilute it down a couple things because it will be pretty strong.
It's very bitter at first tasting.
Well, it's bitter because it's killing the bugs. When it kills the bugs, you either get a really sickening sweet die-off, which is one set of bugs, or you get a very bitter die-off, which is another set of bugs. And what ends up happening is that gets rid of that white tongue and all that sweet cravings and things. And now people can actually maintain a diet where they're not looking for sweets all the time and chocolate.
Yeah.
In addition. Yeah?
Go ahead.
In addition, I like to use herbs. I use a specific set of herbs we call Paragon, which has natural ability to kill any parasites that are in the digestive tract. And so basically, I use the enzymes to eat up everything that's in there and the Paragon to get rid of any parasites. And then the enzymes also go into the lymph system and clean it up and the blood system and clean it up. So after about 72 hours, which can be a tough 72 hours for some people, you start feeling pretty good, day four. And then we start adding in grains one at a time to see if you're allergic or reactive to any of the grains, you know, things like rice and quinoa and amaranth and millet and buckwheat and all those kind of things. We don't go straight into the gluten grains with the wheat and things because a lot of people are reactive to that. Actually, one out of five has a gluten intolerance.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's a lot bigger issue than most people realize. Even if you don't have the full-blown, celiac disease. If you don't have full-blown celiac, then you very well may be sensitive to these grains that you're not aware of.
Well, I'll put it in perspective. You have a small intestine that's about 30 feet long. And in that small intestine, because you have these little fingers going out there called villi, you absorb the equivalent of a tennis court worth of absorption. Now, if I take my hand and I put it straight out and I trace it, I get about 25 inches. But if I put my hand down into a fist, I only get about 2 inches. Now, what that's telling me is if I destroy these little villi, then instead of having a full tennis court, I have maybe a little 8x8 surface that I absorb. And what happens with gluten is not that everybody reacts adversely to gluten, but it makes it so you destroy these little villi and get leaky gut. And leaky gut, of course, can cause you to become reactive to things, and a lot of the autoimmune diseases start out with gluten intolerance from the time you're a child, and dairy, of course, intolerance. And if you have dairy intolerance, you can have soy intolerance. So dairy and soy are both casein protein, and gluten, which are your wheats, oats, rye, barley, all those kind of things, can go with corn because they both have a form of gluten. So those are the kind of the four things you watch out for on patients. Those are the ones that show up. And then, of course, peanuts and pistachios and some of the aflatoxins can cause people problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's a different detoxing that you can do. And also, how you react to the detox can also give you, you know, the health, like, most information about how your body is functioning. So the other kind of detox is that you all do are chelation, colonic, then diet, of course, and sauna, and I guess liver and gallbladder flushing also. So you know, just tell us a little bit about how you can tell from your reaction from the initial detox that you do with a person what else they need.
Now, that's great, because what you just asked about was what I write about in my book called Detox or Disease. And it explains how to detoxify what we just talked about, the basic detox, which takes 8 days. And that can tell you what you're allergic to and reactive to and get a lot of stuff clear. Then we'll say that doesn't clear up all your symptoms. We'll say you have a headache still, but it's not as bad because what's in your stomach is not causing your meningeal system, that spinal meningitis system that tightens up your neck and your head, doesn't cause that to tighten up as much. So your headache's much better. But now we got to get your structure right. So we'll go in and get the structure like we were talking about, right? Now, and now you're better, but you're not well. And you say, okay, well, what's going on here? So we check you out, and you may have chemicals. You may have exposure to chemicals. Pesticides, perfumes, diesel fuel might bother you. And if that's true, you have what we call multiple chemical sensitivity. And the book I just finished was Chronic Fatigue, which is that fatigue you get where you just feel like not doing much, fibromyalgia, where the muscles tighten up, and all these work together, and then multiple chemical sensitivity. And I wrote that book to help the people. Those are what I call the mystery illnesses, and we unscramble those and show them how you can get well from those, and not just, right now we have people trying to live with them or take a drug to suppress the fact they're totally depressed from these things. And what was that?
I was just laughing that, you know, to try and get rid of some of the symptoms of these problems, that the doctors will actually give you other drugs that and introduce those drugs into your body just to mask the symptoms, which probably are making you even worse.
Well, and then those will cause symptoms, which you'll mask those symptoms, and you keep going. You come in with about 9 or 10 bottles of symptom suppressors because the wrong drug was taken in the first place. Anyway, so what you want to do is, if you have chemicals, you want to get those out, because here's a question for you, Kat. What's the difference between a bug and us if we spray us both with Raid?
Well, you know, our body's bigger, so we don't exactly die from being sprayed. But
well, now, if that's the only reason, you die, because we get the same dose per size. Now, here's the catch. This is what most people don't realize. A bug is a cold-blooded animal, which means it has no fat. We're warm-blooded animals, which means we have fat. Now, what that means is, if you spray a bug, it goes right to its central nervous system, and that's why it spins around with brain fog and imbalance and dizziness and all these other things. But what happens with us is we store it all those years in our fat. And if we go to lose weight, or if we go and get warm or hot, we start sweating out this stuff from our fat, and we get the same brain fog, and we get the same disorientation and those types of things where things don't work right, especially if you get sick and lose a lot of weight, or for some reason you go on a crash diet to get ready for wedding pictures or something. What ends up happening is all these people, they get really sick, and that's multiple chemical sensitivity. It's stored in your fat tissue, and now you're bringing it out. So if you're going to bring it out, you got to bring it out the right way. And that's where we do a chemical detox. We have a chemical detox center, which, by the way, we use hyperthermia. We get them hot, and then we pump oxygen in, because when you're releasing chemicals, you could actually be breathing your own stuff that's making you sick. So if you put oxygen in, it totally gives you good oxygen while you're getting the chemicals out. And then we do lymph work. It's sort of like, think of yourself like a tube of toothpaste. You kind of do the lymph work to get everything out, and then the sweating gets it out of your body, the lymph work gets it out of your system, and then you probably get so much into your colon that you get diarrhea, so we have to clean that out too, and that's why we do the colon hydrotherapy. And we do the combination of those together, and you can only detoxify somebody as fast as you can remineralize them. So that's where we do the IVs of minerals and things like that to support them, and, of course, vitamin C and the things to protect them as these chemicals are coming out.
And if they have, if someone has, you know, microorganisms or worms or other, you know, other things in their digestive system, will that detox, will it eliminate those organisms also?
Well, that's a great question. Oftentimes they live in your colon and small intestines, and it'll clean those out really well. But if you've had them for a long, long period of time, they've probably gotten, if they're parasites, they normally tend to go where you're most alkaline, which means they tend to go up your hepatic bile duct and up where your gallbladder is. And what ends up happening is you can get overwhelmed by parasites in that area, you can have having a gallbladder problem. And so what people end up doing, of course, is they end up pulling the gallbladder out, because about 60% of us die without gallbladders. And oftentimes it's sludge or parasites causing the problem, like Giardia or Entamoebus lytica, those types of things. The other thing you can get, if you have Giardia, which can come from animals and things like that, and, of course, water, Giardia comes at the same way that roundworm comes. And roundworm is responsible for about one-third of the asthmas that we see at the center. Because what it does is it lives in your lungs and propagates down your esophagus, and it plants its eggs in your teeth area, and that can cause dental problems and abscesses and root canals. So that gets into a whole other thing.
Interesting. Okay, well, we need to take another break, Dr. Corliss, and we'll be back in just a minute, okay?
All right, thank you.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow? Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Dr. Kellis, we're back, and we were talking about detoxing, which is, you know, such a crucial part of starting to change your health situation and get on a path to a better health. One of the things I'd like to talk about is the difference between, you were mentioning how acidity and your body not being so acidic. So can you talk to us about water and what it is that you should try and do when you're, because water is probably one of the main sources of trying to detox your body. And so I know you can alkaline your body with water. That may help to detox you also, right?
Yeah, like, you mean like a Kangen water system type thing?
Right. Yeah. Isn't people are paying attention to how they're dispensing water, because that's something that we should be drinking more of than anything else. And if you're drinking all of your water out of municipal water capacities where it's being bottled, that the plastic that you're drinking it out of is also harmful. The fact that it's not you're not drinking water that's alkalining your body. I mean, these are things that people don't really understand or even know or even have heard about.
Well, by definition, the way we take care of our water with chlorine and chloramines and fluoride and all these things in the water are going to make it slightly acidic, and that's only one of the things that it does. Of course, those are what we call halogens. Let's talk about halogens for a second, because that's kind of important. Halogens are very reactive. In fact, they're more reactive than oxygen. Free radicals. Halogen free radical is a much more reactive If you go to the periodic table, at the top you have fluoride, then you have chloride, then you have bromide. All of those are toxic if you put those in your pool, for example. They'll kill the bugs and things. But right below that is a thing called iodine, and iodine is the only fluoride, or is the only halogen that is made to actually support the body. So when people start having thyroid problems, and you know, we have tons of people on thyroid right now, oftentimes what you have to do is just clean the body out and put iodine in, iodine is a heavier element and will push some of these toxins out, and then clean the other toxins out of the body, which you can do with a magnesium and Epsom salt bath type thing. And that'll pull some of the iodine down and help the people's thyroid to get working. So you can get all kinds of things working that way. That's one thing with water. The other thing with water is the reason the alkaline water is so successful on people who are sick or having health problems is because we don't breathe. I mean, we shallow breathe, and when we shallow breathe, we don't move our diaphragm. Our diaphragm sits right below our rib cage, right in that little V area. That's where our diaphragm is. And when you breathe, you move that diaphragm. Now, I'll tell you how important that system is. That diaphragm is the pump, much like your heart is the pump for your cardiovascular system. You have two circulatory systems in the body. One is the pump, one is the cardiovascular, and the other one is your lymph system. Now, your lymph system has no heart. The only thing it has is when you breathe, that diaphragm operates like a pump and pulls all the fluid up from your legs and pulls all the toxin down from your neck and allows you to process it using your breathing and your lungs. What ends up happening is you have what we call five gates in osteopathy. Your calves need to be pumped. That's your pump pushing toxins up. The pubic bone needs to be open so you don't lock up and not get them out of your legs. And then you need to breathe, and that diaphragm will actually pull things up. If you do that, you get enough oxygen in your system that your oxygen will offset your lactic acid and uric acid from your muscles and things and from this water stuff, the toxins, that you'll offset it. But because most people, especially sick people, don't tend to breathe, especially if you're hurting, you tend to hold your breath so you don't feel any pain. Or if you're becoming hard of hearing, you may hold your breath to listen to people and things like that. There's a whole lot of reasons we hold our breath, but normally the end result is you end up with pain and aching and systems that get sick and hurt. And that's where something like an alkaline water system can really help out.
Well, to be able to expand your diaphragm, I guess, would be another reason why we should exercise regularly also.
Well, that's part of it, but oftentimes if you have fear or you get in an accident or you have something like that, like the same car accident that would cause a whiplash could also cause a diaphragm to be blocked up. And so what you end up doing is you go in and you can release the diaphragm by breathing through and allowing the blood to build up and release that. There's a whole diaphragmatic release that opens it up, and then after that you can breathe easy. It's not so tough. It's not like you have to shallow breathe anymore. And The second that happens, what happens is you now pump all that toxic fluid that's in your belly out, so people cannot believe how quickly they can lose weight. You pump the toxins out of your legs so the cellulite and the buildup and all that can start clearing away, and some of the pain in the legs and edema, all that stuff starts clearing away. And on the top, you have the same stuff coming down where you have neck and shoulder pain and that kind of stuff. It starts clearing away because now we're breathing. Now we're getting the oxygen to offset the acid, so we neutralize the blood to get a pH of about 7.4. And if we don't do that, here's the downside. We end up pulling the calcium from our long bone, which sets up to buffer that. Calcium and sodium are pulled from our long bone to buffer the acids you're talking about, and that can set us up for osteoporosis and osteopenia.
Interesting. Okay. So you're talking about calcium, which is necessary for us to be able to keep strong. Talk to me about their recommendation for us using supplements.
About what?
About supplementation. What is your recommendation for us to use supplements?
Well, my feeling is I take a look and see what's going on in the body, especially if I can take a look at a blood chemistry. For example, I'll give you a symptom of a deficiency, and people who get their mind races, it doesn't relax. They have difficulty going to sleep or staying to sleep, or they wake up and urinate at night, can't go back to sleep. Mid-afternoon fatigue, pain in the low back area, the cramping, twitching, or tight muscles. All those are one mineral. So you can imagine how many drugs you can give for each of those symptoms.
Exactly.
But the reality is if you just give potassium, all of that calms down. And potassium should be about 4.1 in the blood, and when it gets down into the threes, you can start getting symptoms, and if you get down in the 3-5 range, you can start having a lot of symptoms. It can be really tough on you. There's just an example. Sodium, you can get cold hands and feet. You can get loss of appetite, loss of weight. You can get fatigue. You can't even get out of bed. Potassium, if you don't have potassium, you can get tired. If you don't have sodium, you get fatigue. And oftentimes people will sweat it out, especially when they're going through menopause. They'll sweat out the sodium, and then they wonder why they're so tired in the morning. Well, they just need to take some salt, and your body needs about a teaspoon and a half of salt a day. So I just want two basic minerals. If you go low on magnesium, you can start having heart fibrillations. If you go low on potassium, you can have a pounding heart. If you go on low on sodium, you can get really low blood pressure and energy. Those are your major electrolytes, and we use a thing called Kona Gold, which is natural deep sea minerals. But there's a lot of ways to get this done, and you take those with the calcium. Magnesium relaxes your bones or relaxes your muscles, and calcium strengthens your muscles. So if I have high blood pressure, I'm probably going to want more magnesium to relax my vessels and muscles. And if I have fibromyalgia, I'll probably want more magnesium. But if I have osteopenia and osteoporosis, I'll probably want to go more toward a calcium and magnesium and manganese and boron and some of the other things, strontium, that can help that. So do I believe in supplementation? Absolutely. I believe in looking at the blood chemistry and listening to symptoms and then supporting the different parts of the body where it's weak. And I think probably the most important supplementation is minerals. And then you can get into acidophilus, because a lot of people are without their healthy bacteria because we didn't breastfeed or we took a lot of antibiotics. There's a million reasons that happens. But that's one of the problems.
What do you recommend in terms of probiotics? Should we take probiotics on a daily basis?
Yeah, I do. One of the things I've tried to do is get human forms of probiotics so they actually implant and can sort of breastfeed you so they get you up to speed. So you don't have to always take it, but you have to take probiotics on a daily basis. I take it with my food. I take three pills before each meal. And you know what? It just smooths everything out and makes it work better.
All right. So you also have to get a probiotic that's going to get past the lining of your stomach and into your small and large intestines, correct?
Yes, and so there's a couple things. First of all, you ask the person, have you been breastfed? And if they say no, then you probably need to give them a bifidus type bacteria, because bifidus is the colonizing bacteria that you grow when you're breastfeeding. And then if they've been breastfed but they're having a yeast overgrowth or bacteria or pathogenic type things, then you want to give them probably an acidophilus form. Acidophilus puts out lactic acid. That's lactobacillus acidophilus. It puts out lactic acid. And the lactic acid controls the yeast and keeps it from overgrowing. So if you have yeast overgrowth, you might want to take something like a caprylic acid or coconut oil, something like that, which can suppress the yeast and then allow you to get the bacteria back in the healthy Acidophilus and Bifidus to get your body healthy. So there's it's a process. Now, all this is written about in my book, Detox or Disease, that we came out with at the end of last year. It tells you how to do heavy metal detox, which we haven't talked about. The sauna can help with heavy metal detox or chelation. And then we have specific books for specific disease types. One of our books is called Back from MS. It's the 5 steps to reversing multiple sclerosis. And I might add that our success rate with multiple sclerosis is 93%, which is kind of amazing. We've had only 4 failures so far, so, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of successful. We have people coming from all over the world with MS. The sooner the better. If you're in a wheelchair, it gets a little tougher, but, you know, everything can be helped.
We need to talk about this after the break, but I'm interested in hearing more about that. So let's just break for just a minute, and we'll be back in after the break.
All right.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Dr. Kellis, you were just talking about MS. I've got a person in my life, a friend who's suffering with MS. She's become very debilitated. And from what I understand, it's because of the plaques building up on your brain that don't allow the electric sparks or whatever the charges to go around your brain properly. It's kind of
how about if I say that is not the problem, that is a symptom.
Oh, okay, all right.
Now here's what happens. Remember, I talked about how when you have inflammation, you pull calcium from the long bone and you make plaque in the arteries?
Yeah.
Your body's natural way of taking care of inflammation is going to be, or infection is going to be to plaque it. And here's what they've discovered. They've discovered that people in the morgue who have punch holes in their myelin sheath, which is what causes multiple sclerosis, if your body plaques over that, which is the body's way of putting a Band-Aid on a bleeding cut, it will patch that myelin sheath, and the myelin sheath will work fine. In other words, your body can protect yourself with plaque. Plaque is not the problem. Plaque is part of the solution. It's how your body fixes this. Now, I know everybody runs around and says, well, you have plaque on your brain. Well, yeah, why do you have plaque? Why do you have a Band-Aid? Why are we getting mad at the Band-Aid? It's like these people who get mad at cholesterol. Cholesterol is like the ambulance that goes around and makes the plaque and fixes the different areas. It's trying to fix the problem. Your problem's not the cholesterol and the plaque. Your problem is what's causing that. Now, in the case of multiple sclerosis, it has a number of causes. Neurologically toxic things can be mercury fillings, number one for causing MS. An abscess in a tooth, people believe they have a root canal and that took care of the abscess. No, it didn't. It took the nerve out and it took the blood supply out, but you could still have infection in there, and that infection, think of it, no blood supply, so no immune system to keep bacteria under control, and the bacteria is sitting there in a fluid inside your socket where your tooth used to be, or where your, in a case of a wisdom tooth, or where a root canal is. And what ends up happening is it makes a more toxic than botulism bacteria. That throws an acid that hits your nervous system, and it can cause central nervous system damage as well as heart disease and all kinds of things. So that's something that can set this up. Another one can be structural misalignment. If I have a problem with my hose, it has leaks, and I drive a car and park it on top of the hose, well, my leaks will get worse, and the less and less water will get down at the end. Well, that water at the end is your nervous system, and that's where you start getting numbness in the extremities. And so what ends up happening is any of those can cause it. Chemicals can cause it. Same chemicals we use to kill the bugs are going to try to kill the central nervous system in many different ways, the Roundup and the Raid and all those wonderful marketing names they have on poison can cause all these problems, as well as Lyme disease, as well as viruses that get in the system. So you kind of have to know which one's causing it, and then you go to clear it out. And then, of course, that's what we have the center for, and that's how we do a lot of the detox. But I've got the book, Back from MS. I can tell you this, it's years and years of experience. I have the sister disease for MS. Mine is the MS is attacking the myelin sheath, which protects the nerve, and my disease is the meningeal system. It's called AS, and ankylosing spondylitis, and what ends up with that is all the things I learned about helping AS I use to help MS. So we help both those and all the autoimmune diseases, lupus and all those. We're 100% at clearing lupus and those types of things. And rheumatoid arthritis, we'll get into mycoplasma and some of the toxins and some of the things that set that up. So each one has its own little twist, but they all have things that you can solve if you stick with it.
Okay. So if someone comes in for treatment, you try and go through all of the potential causes of why they are having the symptoms, and then that can relieve the disease altogether. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's the key. You have to remove the thorn and then let God do the healing.
And, right.
And so essentially what we do is we find out what the thorn is. First thing we do is we take a look at what the most likely thorn. For example, multiple sclerosis that we were talking. I mean, if you have a mouthful of mercury fillings, we actually put, you know, people say, well, mercury's good or bad. You know, they'll argue over that. Okay, fine. First of all, mercury's very toxic, and that's why it's illegal in a lot of things. But they say, well, it's not in your mouth. Was that true? And they say, oh yeah, you know, yeah, that's true. It doesn't outgas. It stays in the thing. I say, fine. So we put a Jerome meter in and read exactly how much mercury's in their mouth above the fillings, and then we have them chew for about 20 minutes, and then we put a Jerome meter in again and read. Now all we do is compare the amount of mercury that comes out of their teeth and put it in, and compare it to EPA and OSHA levels. You know, what does the state say is safe to work in? What does the state say is safe to live in? In other words, if a lab gets this much mercury, they close it down. And that's how much you're living with in your mouth all the time?
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Our country is in the process of trying to overhaul health care. And with Obamacare, I know there's a lot of changes that are going to be made. Do you think that some of these medical techniques that you and doctors in the future should be trying to offer to their patients,
Do you think that our healthcare system is going to come around and be more acceptable of these types of treatments in terms of payment for our patients to be able to have?
I wish that was true, but I've never seen government become more efficient and more effective at anything. The only advantage of the free enterprise system is you can choose who to go to, and therefore people who are successful when things work, more people will come to you, and if what you do doesn't work, you'll be out of business. So we have a choice. As we lose that choice, my fear is that the big companies who would rather suppress a symptom, and the only disease we've ever cleared with all these different, foundations and things like that, the Arthritis Association, all that stuff, they don't clear arthritis. they develop drugs to suppress the symptoms of arthritis. They don't do anything to clear the arthritis and stop it.
For that matter, the Cancer Society, they've been making advances in how to treat cancer, but there has been no remedies in actual where they're actually getting rid of the cancers altogether. So I think all of these organizations are doing the same thing.
Well, quite frankly, it's a waste of money. The only one that they ever cleared was polio, and that may have run its course, but on a minimum, the reason they cleared it is because the President of the United States had polio. Here's the bottom line on all that stuff. We'll say you have cancer. They're going to kill the cancer. They'll either nuke it or poison it or cut it out. But now let's go to the next step. For example, breast cancer. Women don't die of breast cancer. They die of metastasized breast cancer, which means it goes somewhere else in the body. Now, let's take that a step further. It'd be like you putting out a fire but not getting the arsonist. There's over 5,000 known cancer causers in our environment, and when you get cancer, they don't even ask you if you're sitting there playing with benzene or some of these things that cause cancer, or whether you have nickel in your crowns, caps, bridges, or root canals, which is what we inject in rats to give them cancer. And one out of three women are allergic to stainless steel crowns, caps, bridges, and root canals. We put them in our teeth, and then we wonder why we start getting cancer of the breast and cancer of the esophagus and the digestive system. We do things that cause cancer, and if you're going to solve these diseases, you have to go and say, okay, where did the train go off the track?
Right.
And that's what we do with the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, the book we came out with. That's what we do with the multiple sclerosis. That's what we do with the detoxer disease. And every book I've written, including my cookbooks and things like that, are how to make food tastes good that's good for you so you don't cause more problems.
The time, I want everyone to know how to get to your website and get to be able to purchase your books. So tell our audience how they can get, what is your website address and how they can order your books.
Well, our website address is www.centerforadvancedmed.com. centerforadvancedmed.com. The 800 number that we have is 888-244-4420. That's a toll-free number, and anybody can get information on our books. We have a number of books on different subjects, all of them along the lines of what we're talking about. 888-244-4420. That's how you get a hold of that.
Well, thank you for joining us today. This has been very enlightening. I hope all medical practitioners are moving more towards the understanding of health as much as you have delved into the entire health picture of health and try to get a better understanding of what it takes to have a healthy body, what causes diseases, and how to try and remedy the diseases as opposed to just trying to mask the symptoms. So I'm hoping that our medical community is actually moving in your direction more in the future.
If you want to use it for what you're doing there, you can. I have a Surviving the Toxic Crisis and Thriving in a Toxic World. Surviving tells you all the things that can kill you, and Surviving tells you all, or Thriving tells you all the things that can save you from being killed. That would be good for you guys as a base thing to help integrate all the doctors back together.
Right.